trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
100 Nationals.
Breaking Bears news. Brandon Marshall has been traded. He'll now play for the Jets. For all the details, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon just before 2 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Saturday, March 14th is Chicago Wolves Rally Towel Night. It's presented by Kia. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Brandon Marshall, as Hawk Carlson would say, he gone. Marshall is on his way to the New York Jets. The Bears will get a fifth-round draft pick in return, and it's a deal that won't become official until next week, pending a physical. The trade creates $7.7 million in cash savings for the Bears and $3.95 million in cap space relief. The Bears also today announced that quarterback Jimmy Clausen will be back on a one-year deal. Turning to baseball, both the Cubs and the White Sox are set to go with their respective exhibition games out in Arizona. The Sox and the Padres with Carlos Rodon making his first start in a White Sox uniform. The Cubs and the Reds with John Lester making his first start on the spring campaign. Meanwhile, earlier today here on The Score, Cubs owner Tom Ricketts was on with Mully and Hanley, and he is setting some high goals for his team this season.
The entire organization believes that this is a time for us to win our division. And, you know, if we don't achieve that goal, I think that there'll be a lot of disappointment. But I think the most important thing is everybody just focus on all the players coming in, you know, make sure they get healthy and get ready to play, get off to a good start. Let's play up to our capabilities and have a great summer.
And hopefully some warmer weather, too. College basketball, Missouri Valley Conference Tournament action. A couple of minutes left in this game. We'll see leading Southern Illinois 54-40. Later this afternoon, Illinois State takes on Evansville. Pro basketball tonight, the Bulls will be at Indianapolis. In hockey, the Blackhawks host Edmonton. The Wolves on the road in Cleveland. And in soccer, the Fire opens up their season on the road in Los Angeles. They will be taking on the Galaxy. Interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score. It's brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. Text to 67011 and we'll send you a message confirming we received it. Message and data rates apply. I'm David Schuster and you are listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 4 and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Lance Briggs will not be returning to the Bears next season.
No Lance, no peanut.
That's
we're
not
moving
a surprise.
On, kids.
Because they actually thought that he didn't contribute to anything positive last year. A lot of it had to do with the fact that Mel Tucker was incompetent. And that both he and Peanut were not shy about making it clear to others what they thought about how the defense was being put together.
I think it's going to be fun. I don't know where it leads to. I don't know if it takes you to that magic Super Bowl trail or all this takes you. I just know that this is going to be fun and a real challenge for a guy doing this particular job for the first time.
The question is, will anybody be interested in giving Lance Briggs a chance now?
No.
I think Lance is probably looking at the end.
Toasty.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
The town called Toulon, and this is Matt.
I'm sick and tired of hearing about everything the Bears have done for last 11 years because it's all sucked. Angelo was a freak. Emery was a freak. We need to get rid of all these idiots. Mr. Fox is here. Let me tell you about Fox. He took over from Don Capers. Also, Banjo, he's an old-timer. You're going to have to play in his system or you won't play for the Bears. And I like that idea about it. We need to bring some toughness back to Chicago again. Brandon Marshall, send them back to Miami. How about that?
Okay, well, thank you for that. Whatever that was.
It's a rough ride today.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
Boy, there's an idiot of the first degree.
Dan Bernstein.
Let me educate you on some street knowledge.
I've got a way.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
204 Chicago Sports Radio 670 scoreboards at Bernstein. We mentioned we're going to continue to talk football for a while today.
As we go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He's on Twitter at Jason Phil Cole, and he is BleacherReport.com's Jason Cole, a longtime NFL guy with us on the score. What's happening, Jason?
Oh, it's all good. Everything is good.
No, and you've been on the Brandon Marshall trade watch for a little while now, going back, I want to say, about 5 days when you had some of the discussions linked to the Colts. How do you think it ended up being the Jets that finally ponied up that fifth-round pick?
Well, I think that Andre Johnson being available impacts, you know, which receiver I think the Colts really want to go after and what the market will look like. So I think that that has something to do with it. I think that the Colts also put a higher priority on getting one of these top-end defensive linemen. So while they're interested in making sure they get a number two receiver and move on from Reggie Wayne, because they declared today that they're not going to sign Reggie Wayne, I think that they realize that Marshall's not exactly the perfect fit at this point in time compared to some of the other options that are available.
Yeah, and I don't know that Andre Johnson, isn't there a lot of miles on that, Jason? I mean, I don't know that I think that's going to help anybody either that much.
Well, I mean, I think that Andre can be effective if he takes care of his body a little bit. Okay, I'm not saying that Brandon's better, but Brandon comes with his own set of baggage, too. I mean, I think the one thing about Andre will come in there and not, you know, just not cause any problems. Brandon, don't know about that. He can always create some issues.
Oh, he will. I have no doubt in my mind that he indeed will do that. Do you know if the Jets would let him do his usual Showtime thing now? Because now instead of having to commute from Chicago to New York, it's just a cab ride for him. But it doesn't really change the issue that some coaches just don't want a player with that kind of pulpit to opine on other teams.
You know, one thing about the Jets is you can count on them to do something, shall we say, atraditional along the way. Mm-hmm. Somewhere along the line. I won't say stupid, but I wouldn't stop you if you did.
Oh, we already have. Don't worry.
Yeah, we already have. A lot of people used to, as I recall, Jason didn't love it when he got the job. Didn't people think the world of John Idzik? Wasn't he supposed to be really good at his job? And the next thing you know, he's gone. There's some guy I never heard of running the Jets.
Right. I mean, the whole point is that Woody Johnson runs the show with the Jets, which puts in, basically in charge a guy who doesn't really understand the football business. And they sort of run their team at Woody's whim. Like, if they're losing money, Woody says cut payroll. If somebody like Darrelle Revis gives him a hard time and wants to be paid what his real value is, he wants to trade him 2 years ago. And then 2 years later, after he went to the Patriots and won a championship, now he wants to pay him. So,
right.
I just look at that and I kind of chuckle and go, yeah, that's a really consistent philosophy on how you want to build a football team.
What are your old Miami peeps saying about what appears to be the preponderance of news that Ndamukong Suh has that as his first choice and or vice versa with the Dolphins?
Yeah, this is interesting because I don't have, you know, since there's a little changeover here with Mike Tannenbaum being in charge, you know, I'm getting the idea that, yeah, they want to make a real run at him. At the same time, if you know some history, Mike Tannenbaum and Jimmy Sexton are really, really close. And Sexton's the guy who's Sue's agent because they're both buddies with Parcells. And I also know that Tannenbaum isn't afraid to let other people believe that he wants to be in on a big spending spree on a player to drive up the market. And the final thing is the Dolphins don't have a lot of cap room unless they want to get rid of three or four more kind of high-end players, including Mike Wallace, which isn't the biggest deal in the world. But that would mean that they've gotten rid of Hartline and Wallace at a time when they're trying to make sure that their quarterback is, you know, starting to blossom a little bit. And So it seems a little bit counterintuitive to me to, like, blow up your entire team for Ndamukong Suh. Although he is a great player. There's no question about that. But they will have to blow up their team in a large way to fit him under the cap.
You know, it's interesting because I saw this thing about the Dolphins loving Ryan Tannehill and wanting to pay him like he's the franchise quarterback. Jason, is this true of you? I'm sure if you know the better than I, but that they think he is going to be their franchise quarterback, so they want to take care of him.
Well, they're talking about doing a deal that's a long-term deal that's probably in the $14 to $15 million a year range. So, you know, a 6 or 7 year deal at about $100 million because they're trying to get out in front and do one of these Colin Kaepernick deals where you pay as you go. I don't think that's going to fly. I think that his agents are going to sit there and say, we'll play it out a little bit because we believe in our guy as well, and we think he's going to become that franchise quarterback. So I think there's a lot of, you know, there are a lot of cards to play here, but they have thrown that idea out there. But it's, again, it's one of those Andy Dalton Kaepernick deals where you can get out of it much more easily than, say, a Matt Ryan, Jay Cutler kind of deal.
You brought up Cutler and the idea of getting out of that deal should the Bears trade him. It's $12.5 million in savings. And it appears that Ryan Pace is not afraid to make some of these bold moves to change the culture of a team. Are you hearing anything about the current potential market for Jay Cutler?
I have not heard anybody say that they have heard that Jay Cutler is on the market other than people in the media. Because logically, you would say there's an issue there, there's a problem there. But I think that they brought in John Fox to fix Jay Cutler, not to bring him in to get rid of Cutler. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So I think they're going to give it one more year and see what they can get out of him. The other side is I'm not sure he has a tremendous amount of value at this point in time. I think that you're looking at a guy who, you know, for all the reasons that are obvious, I mean, the latest story to come out from ESPN about, was it 10, 12 people saying he's a bad guy? I mean, you know, get in line. I mean, everybody knows that. But I just don't see that. This is not the time to trade Jay Cutler because you're going to take the financial loss. Going to be tremendous, and it's going to hurt your team. And you don't really have another option to get a guy to play quarterback, and you do have somebody to try and make it work for one season. I would try and do everything I could to rebuild Jay Cutler at this point in time and see if you can develop a better trade market for him.